probably tell that I am personally thrilled to be here to celebrate the grand opening of the Microsoft Canada Excellence Center. This center is a great source of pride for those of us who live and work in this beautiful country, and we believe that the innovations that have been developed here, many of you saw many of them this morning, will be part of what you'll see for months and years ahead of how we think about Canada, how we think about technology, and the global impact. I gotta say, I am deeply honored to be joined here by the Prime Minister Trudeau, by Premier Clark, by Mayor Robinson, First Nation leaders, and all of you who have taken the time today to come and celebrate with us.
Well, first, let me say thank you and welcome to the First Nations representatives, to the Prime Minister, the Premier, the Mayor, all of you in the media, and let me just say, perhaps even most important of all, everyone who is standing behind me, because you are the future, and we are so excited to have you here with us. We've been working towards this day for over 3 years. We invested over $100 million just to build out this wonderful facility, and thank goodness it looks so good. We could not have gotten to this day without the support of the city and the province and the entire country here in Canada. So I want to say thank you to everyone who has made this possible. And even more than that, just think about what we now have the opportunity to do. Already we're on a path to double our workforce here in Vancouver from 350 to 700. Already over half of our employees and three quarters of the employees in our core roles are Canadian citizens. Already we're bringing together students here to work and incubate new innovations. And already we are combining the strength of this region and this country with some great talent from around the world. You see that here today. It's embodied in our site leader, Eduardo DeMartin, or as we'd like to say, Edo.
Love you, Edo.
Edo comes from Chilliwack. Or as he corrected me, he actually comes from Harrison Hot Springs, but because that town was too small to have a hospital, he was born in Chilliwack. He is leading us here. And he is leading not only a team with great talent from the 25 universities here in British Columbia, but some great talent from around the world. We literally have the opportunity to bring the best of Chilliwack and the best of Chile and the best of every corner of Canada together. And as you have seen this morning, it is amazing to see what we have the opportunity to do. This is important for our company and our business. It's important for many of our core products. The biggest game for Xbox this year will come from here in Vancouver. Think not only about the biggest titles, but think about some of our biggest opportunities. I think we saw that this morning.
We have built something called Sing AI. Sing AI is a research project in progress right now, which can help tell a blind individual who and what is around them. And our aim is to use technology to level the playing field and make the physical world more accessible to people with visual impairments.
The first time we saw an actual visually impaired user try to use our app, her whole face lit up and she looked so amazed. And that's the defining moment where I felt that we were actually making something that's changing someone's life.
Carla is a legally blind minister we have. So she's going to do it on me.
Okay.
Processing. I think it's a group of men standing next to a person in a suit and tie, 31-year-old.
31!
Processing.
I don't know what it'll say, but let's give it a shot.
A young person is doing a trick on a skateboard.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Now, the point is, it's starting to learn how to speak like a 3-year-old, and the more it sees, it will get better. This is the example of artificial intelligence.
There are 300 million people in the world who are vision impaired. And think about what these young people behind us have done in recent months with the Seeing AI project. That is an exciting part of this future. So we are here because we're committed to Vancouver. We believe in the future of British Columbia. We believe in the future of Canada. We believe in investing in a technology hub and ecosystem. We believe in opportunities to connect Vancouver and Seattle and build new bridges across the border in ways that will help both of our countries and our economies and our people move forward. And we're here for all of those reasons and one more. As we've gone forward, as Satya Nadella, our CEO, and I have had the opportunity to experience, we believe not only in this country and its people, but we believe in its leadership. When we had the opportunity to meet with the Prime Minister in Davos at the World Economic Forum in January, when we had the opportunity to talk about what we can do not only today, but in the months and years ahead, we realized we were talking to someone who was not only a great leader, but someone who could probably lead a technology design team at Microsoft itself. At a time when we're taking the message around the world that the young people of tomorrow need to learn how to code, we got to meet with a prime minister who knows how to code already. When you combine that kind of leadership with what we hope to contribute as a company, when you combine that with the great talent here today, we have a magical opportunity for the future. That's the future we want to help build here in Canada.
The app experience that we've come up with in the last 2 weeks is called Van Gogh. It is... the pun kicks in now, right? In a nutshell, you walk up to an art piece. It'll alert you that you're nearby. You can take a capture of it with machine learning and the image recognition. It'll confirm that you've scanned this object, and from there you can share it out to your friends.
I can't go here without someone accusing me of being a geek, and it's an opportunity for me to actually play with the kinds of things that I think are going to be so important in the coming years, and I'm so excited to see so many brilliant young minds pushing the envelope of what we thought might be possible even only a few years ago. As Brad said, this is big news for Microsoft, but it's also big news for Vancouver, for British Columbia, and for Canada as a whole. Microsoft's decision to add as many as 350 new development jobs to their Vancouver operations is a real vote of confidence in the community and in the talent and expertise of Canadian workers. In many ways, it's a perfect partnership. Here in BC, we have a well-educated workforce, ready to work and able to help businesses like Microsoft bring new products to life. Earlier, I had a chance to see firsthand the work that comes out of Microsoft facilities like this Excellence Center. To call it impressive would be an understatement. For a geek like me, it was an absolute thrill to see in action the technology that Microsoft has developed, tools that make the world more accessible to people with visual impairments, that help support students with learning disabilities, among other applications. So I want to thank Microsoft, not only for making the investment here in British Columbia, but for making inclusive innovation a true priority. Canada can and should lead the world, and that's exactly what we're demonstrating once again right here, because of all these incredible young people and all of you here at Microsoft continuing to challenge us, to push our limits, and to demonstrate just what successful, inclusive society of the future needs to look like.
Yeah, my name is Pele. I'm a OneNote engineer working on the learning tools.
I'm Mike Dolphson, a PM working on learning tools as well.
Today we're going to show the learning tools for OneNote. It's a hackathon project we've been working on over the last year, trying to help OneNote become more accessible for kids with learning differences.
Yeah, and it focuses on dyslexia, dysgraphia, English language learners, and ADHD.
Involved in the project for the last year?
Oh, quite a few people. About 5 engineers up here in Vancouver, a bunch of researchers and PMs down in Redmond.
We shipped this in January, and we've had a lot of schools starting to use it in the classrooms. And some of the really cool things, we have a little graph over here, we're seeing state-measured reading speeds are increasing. So using these tools, reading speeds are increasing for kids with dyslexia, also English language learners, and also just emerging readers. So first graders are using these tools, second graders, so we're seeing a lot of really positive results. Oh, I think the biggest thing is you can actually, these are free. These are free downloadable tools, and so I would say people out there should download the tools, try them out in the classroom. So if you go to onenote.com/learning tools, anybody can download these tools and start using them today.
Why are you excited about the MCEC grand opening today?
Oh my God, why are you not excited? Like, seriously, how can you not be excited by this? It's an incredible space, amazing people, as they were saying, from all over the world. But I think what's most exciting is the people behind you, you know, the garage, where they're basically developing the solutions of the future.
We started working on this 3 years ago, and I want to pay special tribute to the members of our legislature who are here, who have been really grinding it out to try and make sure we could do everything we could to help grow Microsoft's presence here in Vancouver, in particular through an immigration agreement. In Canada, in British Columbia, we choose very purposefully a very different direction, and that is to open up our province to the best and the brightest from around the world. We want you, if you are smart, we want you to come to British Columbia. We are better because we have people from around the world who join us here, and Microsoft is such a fantastic example of how when people come from around the world, they can create more jobs for British Columbians and for Canadians. They can transfer that talent and that knowledge that stays here and enriches us. Microsoft Vancouver, congratulations. We're so proud of all the work that you do. You make us so much better. Well done.
Thank you for joining us. It's an honor, and Madam Premier, you see how important this is when these folks are here to celebrate in Vancouver, and that's because it's not only significant in BC and Canada, it's globally significant. The talent that's come together here and the passion to innovate and create incredible breakthroughs, and we're going to see that here. We've already seen the signs of it in our brief tour here today, and we've seen the light in your eyes for where you're going to take this, and that's what's inspiring. We love it as a city. It's bringing our city to life. Innovation and technology are really at the heart and soul of who Vancouver is right now. Prime Minister and Premier both spoke about how that's changing our culture, how that's infusing us with all kinds of optimism and potential. We just want to grow this. So thank you for believing in Vancouver. Thanks for making our city even greater. It's hard to believe it can get greater, but...
This year, Gears of War 4, go to Vancouver. Wait for it.
How are Microsoft investments in Canada helping accelerate innovation around the country?
I think one of the cool things about Microsoft investments in Canada, whether we're helping students, you know, get access to cool technology, whether they're helping startups, the same thing. Anyone can basically sign up with BizSpark or DreamStart, so get access to coding tools, get access to, you know, using the cloud in order to build things on top of. Whatever, if it's that or if it's a big space like this, the point is that we're bringing together and giving people space. Virginia Woolf once wrote that everybody needed a space of their own in order to create, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give people the tools, give people a space, and make sure that we can let creativity fly.
I mean, first of all, it's a fantastic location, fantastic facility. It's the state-of-the-art facility that we have at Microsoft. It's a great investment. You know, Microsoft is a significant company. We have a great mission to empower every person, every organization, anywhere in the world to achieve more. I fully expect that we will be a dynamic center both in Vancouver and for all of Canada.